the one with the red fluffy ears there is Gwen. Temperament's a crucial thing with dairy cows.
Well, on this lovely sunny April day, we've come to Ulsby Grange Farm. That was Simon Jones introducing me to some of the 230 Holstein Friesian cows who are responsible for the Lincolnshire Poacher artisan cheese that they make here. It's a dairy farm, yes, but a dairy farm with a difference. Simon's brother is Tim Jones, he's sales director, and he'll talk me through how they actually run this farm.
We have 800 acres, we grow quite a few crops that we feed to our 230 cows that we milk, and all of their milk is turned into Lincolnshire Poacher cheese.
It's as much a cheese processing operation as a farm, really, isn't it? And you supply your own energy. You're pretty self-sufficient here.
We've tried over the years to do as much ourselves as we can. So we have a wind turbine to generate electricity. We also have solar panels.
You can even provide your own water source.
We can. We do that as well. We have a borehole, so the water that we use on the farm is also mostly our own as well.
Well, that knock-knock is the sound, and the rubbing, is the sound of a 14-month-old Lincolnshire Poacher, so not far from market now, maybe another couple of months. And with me, just boring a piece out here, is Simon Jones, founder of Lincolnshire Poacher. You've got a piece there, Simon. What do you reckon?
We're just going to snap a bit off now and try that. Yep, there's some nice flavours developing in there.
Well, you've certainly built up a business and a half here. I just want to turn to your younger brother, Tim. Given the way you operate here then, how does that sort of colour the sort of Britain, the sort of economy you'd like to see?
Well, I think as a business, we've always tried not to burden ourselves with debt. We've always tried to manage our finances fairly tightly so that we live within our means. And I think that probably colours our view as to how we want the economy to be managed. Debt can be such a poisonous thing. And I think an economy that is more debt-free will function and thrive much more like a business, if you like.
You're very independent. Does it colour your view about the value of things like, I mean, we're thinking in particular about the European Union for farmers. You could cash in on that, couldn't you?
We could, and we have had odd, very small grants in the past, but what we found is the wheels of bureaucracy for obtaining grants is so enormous. I mean, the store that we're standing in now, we could have certainly got a grant on because it's diversification, but we chose not to because it was going to take us a year at least to get that funding, and we just wanted to get on with it, and we just wanted to manage our own destiny, and so we just got it built rather than wait for the funding.
Would you describe yourselves as Eurosceptics?
I would, yeah, I am, yeah.
Obviously, we do get some trade from Europe with the farm. Not a huge amount. I would say our exports are greater to the US. But I think, for me, the European Union, it's all great in ideas land, but in practical running of it, it just, as we can see, is falling apart.